Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. I would love us to read our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verse number 20 to 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As I'm crying, I said,
Na hela fo bi wo won a wo ba so re be sorry a fashion no asini mu. E na oba Filipo a ofi beside a e wo Galilea no nche.
Listen.
Na obe ka chere ne se owura, ye pese ehunu Yesu. E na oba Filipo a ofi beside a e wo Galilea no nche. Na obe ka chere ne se owura, ye pese ehunu Yesu.
All right, me name me from free king kind 19 mami shade.
E na Pharisee fo no ka no won won mu se.
Pharisee fo no e ka wo mu se.
Muhuno se muntumi nya ho hwe.
Muhuno se muntumi nya ho hwe.
She. We are see a tudi na.
She. We are see na tudi Yesu achi. We are see na munya ne amoya no. We are see a tudi na chi. Presidents want to submit him. Heads of states want to submit him. Pilato ni Yesu shi ai was me hwe se me pese me uno wo enye ne. I have been looking for an opportunity to have audience with you, Jesus. And today they brought you to me. Ti farasi fono wo mo kan wo mo se mo hunu se ni pen na tudi na chi. We can't stop him. Yes, you know, and you know, religion. Jesus is not like Buddha. Jesus is not like Muhammad. We cannot come, but Jesus does not have classmates. Jesus does not have a tipen for. You cannot compare Jesus to Kamal Rudin. You cannot compare Jesus to Hare Krishna. Jesus is not an atheist. Christ, the Savior of the world, is the Messiah of all humanity. If he has seen Isaiah chapter 53 was yin na wo won twetwe de esinwantene na urade ma yin na ye mumoyo ekohwe ne so ya bonity and wo dwira ne ye mumoyo nti and wo ku no ya suche mo asuche ekoda ne so ne manta piemo eni nya ya yaresa. He was bruised for our iniquity, he was chastised for our wickedness. Oh yeah. The Bible said we were all led astray like sheep without a shepherd, and God made our iniquity to fall upon him. Yeah. By his stripes we are healed. Jesus is the Savior of the world. You know, in the Gospels, they make it even nicer. He is the bread of life. He is the resurrection and life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through him. I am talking about Christ. I am not talking about some theoretical thesis. I'm not talking about some Bible story, historical, you know, fun story. No, I'm not talking about something that is story. Jesus is real. If you are hungry and you meet him today, you will be full. One way by Yesu in January, come do him in Nanya, the Anidia. Tiran Yesu, because I was Muna, the Aniam Duma, Muntina Mudimachi. Follow me because of the food. If you are sick and you come to Jesus, you receive healing. Christ is real. See, I'm going to talk to you, you know, in a very straight way. That is why TNM no kind of, if you are unemployed and you come to Jesus, you get a job. But the message is not come to Christ, you will get a job. Come to Christ and you will be saved. Because when you seek ye first the kingdom, his kingdom and his righteousness, all other things becomes added things. So you can't serve Jesus and be a fool. He is too wise for you to serve him to be a fool. Now let me go further. You can't serve Jesus and be broke. That is why I tell people, when you are broke, you've been serving the Lord for 5 years and you are broke, you should check your life. Something is not straight. It's impossible. It cannot happen. I'm telling you. You can't serve him, you know, and lack. Any You cannot serve Jesus and your marriage is breaking apart or falling apart. And that is why I have a lot of hope for all the young people who come here that the Lord will lead you to the right person, and you are going to be happy thereafter. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you mean, some years? You cannot serve him and you feel like you made a mistake in your marriage. Even if the person is a wrong person, the moment Jesus comes into that home, he becomes like the binding wire or the center that holds. So this Jesus is not some story. He is not a story. We are telling everybody, you know, eschew evil. The moment you eschew evil, everything comes in alignment. It works. I'm telling you, it works. If you serve Jesus and have diabetes to death, something is wrong. To death! I haven't seen that before. I knew somebody who used to drink human urine to cure diabetes. Monteda. Haven't you heard that? That people drink their own urine. They put it in a refrigerator for a day and drink it to cure diabetes. Drank his own urine for a year. Came to one of our services. Pam, within just 2-3 hours of the service, pam, the Lord touched it by the Holy Ghost. Went to check up. There was no diabetes after drinking urine for 1 year. 1 year! Then put it in a refrigerator and drink. Jesus missed the person in 1 day. See, that is why when we turn the message from Jesus to any other nonsense, then the problem starts. The moment we turn the message to something else, then there is a problem. My Bahas is here and I begin to preach that, you know, I've been hearing most of those messages. Connecting with your man of God. It looks nice. It sounds nice. Isn't it? That sounds nice. Activating your prophet. You are talking madness. Get over it. It's not about you. I rather deal with the source of your anointing and not your anointing. I rather. That is why you don't hear me saying things like, by the anointing that is up, you hear things like that. I command them. No, there is nothing like that. It's simple. In the name of Jesus, finish. We don't say things like, I declare that the angel of this commission go. No. Angel. Oh, please. I'm dealing with Jesus directly, not angels. Pray! Not angels. Upemwa, deal with the source. Not connection men, not middlemen, not intermediaries. Deal with the source. Hallelujah. Yeah. This way, and when your results, connecting with your prophet. Now, bring the real message. I want the Jesus of the prophet. Don't give me fish. Give me the net. I will go fishing. Giving me fish, I come. You give me. Feed me. No. Show me the sea. I will go to fish myself. Say amen. And so, you know, connecting all these things together, I come to realize that even after hearing Dan Kwan's words of eternal life for one solid week, I come to realize that after hearing all that, one of the things that comes to mind, number one, is that God is counting on this generation. This generation cannot fail. This generation cannot make stupid decisions. This generation cannot make lustful decisions. I'm talking to you. Listen to me. This generation cannot make lustful decisions. Decisions that favors them and decisions that makes them feel no. God is counting on this generation. I told Ahimaasi and her husband, I said to both of them, I said, you have an anointing to protect. You have an anointing to protect. Everything that God has given you is tools. All those things are tools. Don't make a mistake. Don't feel too good, whatever, you know. You have an anointing to protect the mansion, the cars, and all that. These all are temporary tools you're working with. But it's all to facilitate the protection of an anointing that protects the name of the Lord. Don't forget that one. So everybody in this place will have to understand that in between your origination and your departure or demise from the earth, God expects something from you. Every day he gives you life, it is for a purpose. He gives you cash, it's for a purpose. He gives you strength, it's for a purpose. He gives you good health, it's for a purpose. One of my daughters called me today. He said, Papa, I've been listening to you through whole last week. I'm amazed. You've been screaming. You don't even have sore throat. Then I know that this thing is grace. It's grace. Even me, I cannot understand. Ministry one full week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday morning here, Saturday morning at Alabaster City, Saturday, Sunday morning here, evening, morning, morning, mid-morning, and evening. It's only one day out. I'm here. This cannot be human effort. There is something called grace that we cannot take for granted. It's working, and it's working for the purpose, empowering God's end time militia for the task that is ahead. We have short time. Don't miss that. We have short. You will have a successful marriage. You will have a successful job. You will be relevant. You will be significant. You will have all the openings to travel to America, to UK, all the places you have not been to before. You traveled before. After going through all these places and coming back, you will tell me that all these places are just locations. I'm telling you. If you've not been to a place before, you know, you boast, and you know, after seeing it, you realize it was just like Tessano. It was just like Tessano. So God will give you the opportunity to travel to New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, you know, Illinois, all the places. Go to Canada, have time, have nice time, enjoy yourself. Go to Dubai, and you know, and but you will come back and tell me that it's the same. Everywhere is the same. Everywhere is the same. And one thing I want to, you know, when people talk like, I need a change of environment. When God blesses you and you become so successful, you realize that the change of environment is the same everywhere. You go to sleep in a hotel, the hotel has a big screen, but you have one in your house. A jacuzzi in the hotel, you have one in your house. If you see all the spotlights in your house, if you see all the nice things, air conditioned in a hotel, if you have one in your house. If there is a swimming pool in the hotel, you have one in your house. So then, what is the change of environment you are talking about? You know, you talk about things like, let them serve me breakfast in bed. But I have people in my house who can serve me breakfast in bed. So what is the difference? Because you don't have it, that's why you boast about it. Or you crave, you are dying to get it. But once it comes to you, you realize that, oh, you know, when you were in the hotel, what made it exciting was that they had, you know, premium class DSTV. But if you have it in your house, it's no news. Come on, talk to me. It's no news. They serve you salad in the restaurant and you were so excited, but you can cook salad anywhere. So get off your eyes. These temporary things, and let's focus on the main thing. Yeah, let's focus on the main thing, you know, so that the grace of God will be our portion. Say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's read verse number 13, and then maybe we'll examine from verse number 1 to 13 and see how the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 13, somebody read English first, and then we will read the key. You know, this is Bible study. Take it easy as we are studying the word of God, precept upon precept. Somebody read verse number 13 first. Read. Anybody with English? Yes, sir. Give him the mic.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 downwards.
No, 3:13.
3:13.
Chapter 3, verse number 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Each one's work will become manifest.
Everybody's work is going to be revealed. Read, sir, quick.
For the day will declare it.
The day will reveal it.
Because it will be revealed by fire.
Oh, yeah, everybody's work is going to be revealed by fire.
And the fire will test each one's work.
That is the word I'm looking for. Everybody's work is going to be tested.
Of what sort it is.
Everybody's work will be tested. God wants to know what your works are made up of. Your work, my work is going to be tested. And that is why, you know, ignore, you know, I tell, since I started the W3, I've lost all my friends. The people who used to call me friend, they don't want to talk to me again. Because most of the things that I preach against, they do. So I stick with only, you know, three friends, you know, maybe four. T.I., there is something called that. To impress the people, to impress men, to let them know you are some super person.
Everybody's work will be tried. Let me use the word tested. That is why it's a study to show yourself approved unto God. He didn't say study to show yourself approved. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. No. He says study to show yourself approved unto God. That's a high standard. So after all the people are excited, he's a very good preacher. I feel the guy. Is God also impressed? Is God also pleased? That is what you should be thinking about. After everybody is hailing you, what is God also saying? Yeah! Very important. We need to come to that place. And I'm trying to tell you that, you know, the reason why you need grace is because the standards of God are very high. The reason why you need grace is because the standards of God are very, very high. I'm telling you. So what is going to save you after sleeping in your boyfriend's house on Saturday and coming to church and eat communion on Sunday and you are still walking around, you've not collapsed and died yet, is because the grace is still covering you and the grace is still showing you mercy and all that. That doesn't mean he approves of what you are doing. And I'm reminding you that your works will be tested with fire. What it is made up of. Read, sir. Read.
Okay. Verse 14. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
Listen. He didn't say he will receive an award. Peter! Award comes from men. Jesus said, you seek glory that comes from men instead of glory and honor that comes from God. That is why I don't respect Ghana Music Awards. Not today, not tomorrow. I'm not craving for award. Stella, crowns, Oscars, Grammys. It is all dust. Dust! Don't love the world, though. You should be thinking, what will God say about me when I get there? Or maybe let's not take it even there. What is God thinking about me right now? Dear, when Satan went to God and said, the Lord, he said, what are you doing here? He said, I've been going to and fro the face of the earth. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job also? That he is a man that feared God, a man that eschewed evil. Now my question, if this was the comments of God concerning Job, what will be God's concerning you? Right now!
Do you think that if I don't treat my wife well, I don't love my children, I don't honor them, I can preach the way I teach? No. You will listen, there is something about sin. Sin takes your confidence away. Sin comes with guilt. The moment guilt comes to you, you lose your strength of conviction. What makes you speak the way you speak, you lose that. That is why so many preachers don't preach against it. The thing is that I'm a summoner, I'm a preacher. The thing is they don't want to preach. No. The thing is that they don't have the strength of conviction. They don't have the confidence to do that. Because your conscience cannot allow you to do that. Your work will be tried with fire. Especially all the things you are doing in secret. I'm talking to you. God is counting on this generation. Sir, it's okay. Read that, Jesus. First of all, you need to understand. It has been concealed. But everything that is concealed is going to be revealed. Luke chapter 12 verse 2, it makes it clear. Everything that is concealed will be revealed. Can you hear me? This past weekend. No, last week, I met a rich man. Very successful, significantly successful. And then he said to me, God bless you for the messages you preach, you know. And then he said to me, despite all my success, if you tell me I am going to be rich, it does not really move me. The reason, because I have a lot of the money. So if you tell me I'm going to have more, it doesn't really, because if I stop working now, my children will never be broke up to my great-grandchildren from what comes every month. Then on Sunday, I met a diplomat, came here. She works with the, you know, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She's with Ghana's embassy somewhere out of the country. She said to me, I have been following your messages on Facebook. And when I came on a holiday, I decided to come fellowship. But my husband was going to a particular church I would not mention, and I will not follow him there because I am asking him that we should come here rather. And then he's asking why. I said, you know what I'm looking for? I'm getting tired of the pampering and the theological stories. It's either pampering with the charismatics and the Pentecostals, or it's a boring thesis from the Orthodox. Boring teasers. And you animal of four, yeah, radi yesmo. You know, have you heard that before? I have heard it a lot of times. Adolfo power, yeah, radi yesu Christ. You know, they go like, oh Jesus, my God. And grafo na wari mi no mi ensatete asori mo from Adolfo. Ha! Let's be real. Let's be real. Obi meska kesiye. I wondered why, you know, whilst I was growing up, I wondered why, when it's chairman, then they invite them to come. When it's communion, they said, you are my money. You are not interested in my soul. Oh, come on. Let's tell truth to God's people. Chairman, you communion, I see you don't qualify. Oh, so he qualified to be on the altar and sit at the table, but they're not qualified to come to the same altar for communion. Jesus said, what is the difference? The sacrifice and the altar. Which one is more holier? He asked the question. The day shall reveal or test it.
If he said, "Ojemu na ebededi," na said Obi Arajumati ano Ojana be swashi.
Hey, this is a serious scripture. Said ya, Ojumati ano Ojano ebe swashi. Okay.
So Obi Arajuma a watu esi swal jina a.
You will get a reward.
So obi adwuma hia.
Obeshiradie. There is a reward for everybody. Your offering has a reward. Your holiness has a reward. Your tithing has a reward. Your love for Christ has a reward. Let me talk to you even further. Serving in the house of God has a big reward. Ashes. People claim, God bless you, Mrs. Addo, for last week. Because, you know, we are still renovating. We built 6 new toilets to serve God's people. And, you know, at the moment we have only one. We're going to condemn that one. And we were having a program. This lady is in gloves, standing here with detergents and disinfectants, waiting to clean when everybody goes there. Clean when everybody goes there. And she did it for one solid week. There is a reward for that. People are ushers. There is a reward for that. We're sending people out. Go do this. Go do that. People gonna, they're using their own petrol. They're using their own money for transport. There is a reward for that. It's not an award. Reward. Listen to what I'm talking about. Baby, we are saying, I prefer to get the truth. Truth. What do you control? Even if it hurts, tell it to me. Tell it to me! Because an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Be open. Everybody needs somebody like that in their lives. You need somebody in your life who can tell you openly, shut up! Shut up! You need somebody like that in your life. Not people who are going to sing your praises. This is why I pray for the president all the time. Not this particular president, any president. Because once you become a king and you can give favors, you have influence. Oh my God. If people have to be fools, they will be to get your favor. Who is God? I was one of the comedians on there. I was one of Jimmy on there. I was one of Sue on there. I was one of Sira on there. Near was one of the beer on there. Can you be a deal on there? What do you have? Buy a Range Rover and a Mercedes and a Land Cruiser and get a fourth car, a sports one, Maserati, a Ferrari, something. And you have one house at East Legon. You have another in Cantonments. You have three in your hometown and all that. Suddenly you become boss. Nana, Dada, Chairman. Oga, suddenly, everybody, yes, sir, boss, suddenly, people will create and fabricate stories just to get your favors, yeah, but, Abusiafor, money is not everything. Am I talking to you? Oh, yeah, money is not everything. That is why so many relationships doesn't work, because it is not predicated on love. God's idea of marriage was not money. It was not fame. It was not power. It was not, you know, notoriety or acknowledgement. God's plan of marriage was love. I love you, you love me, we get married, and then, you know. And so the Bible said love covers a multitude of sins. So even if you do something contrary, that hurts me, because of my love for you, I can't see it. It will be to me, then once I'm showing you 5 years, and your love, it's not love. The reason why, you know, will be to me, sorry, sometimes I see, you know, because I'm the officiating minister of so many marriages, and sometimes I see, you know, a man and a woman, you know, because I've been officiating marriages for the past, you know, for the past almost 20 years now. I've been doing this for 23 years, get 24th year this year. Now, officiating marriage, well, you know, with all the marriages that I've officiated, sometimes I see the man or the woman, the senior pro, but the lady or the other party is ready to kiss the pro, you know. Because that is what love is all about. The love covers the pro, yeah. You don't see it. Would you wish to say, because you don't have love? What did the American children say? You know, and sometimes I even wonder, you know, I see a beautiful girl, I see a crazy guy, and they come here, and, you know, I am thinking, what is it this guy told this lady that she followed him here? I'm wondering. So, seriously, I'm wondering. Make I wear them be my maybe I cover me in chain or catch him sinti papa. Sister into a woman be a cabro. I'm some pacho. Fanny, I'm your bunny and tear that first year. Cause the bunny facha. Praise the Lord. As I close the service, I want to. Oh, yeah. I want everybody read the Bible. Like, read it again.
So be a Jumashia.
There be chas here.
Obi a regima be daddy. Na e danu be yi nedi.
Okay.
If it's oje nu na e be da edi.
Listen.
Na se de obi adwuma tie no oje ne be so ahwe.
Tie.
So obi adwuma a wo
se de adwuma ne tie bia no. No matter how it is, oje ne be so ahwe. Oje. He will try everybody's works. Am I reading free? Blessed are the dead in the Lord. The Spirit says, yes, they will rest from their labor and their works will follow them.
So obi adwuma wato asi so gina a obenya akatua so obi adwuma hye a obehwere ade onora ne de obegye ne nkwa nanso etise de onnam ojem.
Hallelujah. Come down from Accra.
Munim se moye nyankopon asori dan na nyankopon honhom timumu so obi se nyankopon asori dan a se no nyankopon be se no. If it's on your copper, show it hoti na any more ara.
Shall I repeat his verse? Listen to it
carefully.
Do not you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost?
And
the Spirit of God lives in you.
So be saying your copper, show
it. If any man destroys the temple of God, God, who is love, will destroy that person.
If it's on your copper, show it hoti.
There are many sides of God. God is love, but God is a judge. I said I was going to, you know, when I said that people, we want people to be chairpersons and they become chairmen. And when it gets to communion, we send them home. Oh, yeah. And it's not only communion. When it comes to like, it's an engagement, let's advise the couple. Say, no. We mo de wa wari mi no, we ni afutu pe bia o de ba mai. Se mo edu chairman de ha o ye chairman. Ni de ene su o iska. Oh, the scripture is Matthew chapter 23, verse number 17.
Ye fools
and blind.
For whether
is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gift upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind. For which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift?
Matthew chapter
23:17.
But you'll say, dear, I want him a song. Sika koko no, ana asori daya, a messi kako koko no, hotieno.
Read.
Na obi ka forubichia a enyashi na so ka ayeye de a egusuo no de a echechire no.
Ti.
Enifrafo. Ye wo hin na eso. Ayeye de no.
Emu ne ewe na so ayeye de no a edamu ka na so ana se.
Forubichia
ka no a etia for de no ho no.
Enti de ode forubichia beka ntam no. Ode eno ne de ewo so nyina na aka.
Galatians chapter 5. Let's finish with that. Galatians chapter 5. Verse number. And so what am I trying to say tonight? If you want to walk with God, grow and mature. Because every word of God comes as a meal to help you grow. And the fastest growth in Christ is to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. You know, I've heard things like, I don't know what happens and I go to fall back into the sin and I want to stop but I can't stop. Walk in the Spirit. You are walking in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Anybody who walks in the Spirit does not have time. Will be all to me, catch him and say, I joined the Keep Fit Club because when I'm there, I feel like masturbating. Keep Fit Club is not, Keep Fit Club is not solution to masturbation. We hear deliverance. Deliverance! I'm telling you, Keep Fit Club. I got 12 your magazine. Me na me catch him. Will it make you fit for you? One, two, no more gauge, a tour. But yeah, Bema, in a make catch it up. Mumano, I'm could be no tea, and make catch it up. One, two. Leaders and instructors, and thank God for their life, a German for fun. Then, Tin Womadi, a topan, need to keep fit. Catch it up. Conna Bema, catch a chin, a man was Mumuatpa. Nobody a genum come and see. A few women see a poem, they start making advances. Do not walk in the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Walk in the Spirit. Our conclusion tonight, walk in the Spirit. This flesh, if you want to follow this flesh, what this flesh will take you, bruh. No, you are in prison. This flesh, this flesh is very deceptive. Flesh. What's it? Akoma wehui a yen semoni difo. Jeremiah chapter number 17, King 3 verse number 9. If every one man in table, there's some Jeremiah 17 verse 9.
Akoma wehui a yen nada.
A yen nada chien adina.
Na a yen semoni para.
Akoma. And here he was talking about the flesh. The flesh. A din semoni chien bibia. Reyo. Reyo. Who be din semoni a when he's about. Despite all the crazy things he did, he has contributed to the furtherance of sports in this nation. Let's not take that from him. The people he met, how he helped to connect other, you know, and all that. Senkasan semai ba ye yama. And he was exiting nicely. As somebody who contributed to the very development of this nation. And I want to throw this to him. The Lord made me speak, called his name, December 2016, on the W3, to warn him and all GFA. June 2017, I won them again. September 2017, I won them again. Three times, omenti, and they believe in their face. Now, I want to say this to everybody. When you begin life, you go to the very top. You work with presidents. You sit in big places, first class, and all that, flying first class, sitting in VVIP. And then suddenly, enimguasye, disgrace, boom. And you come from top to bottom. Two things. The judgment of God and a curse is following you. And no man, you do it. And no man, no. And there are so many people like that. So many people like that. When I think about how Kwesi Chiedakwa went to prison, my junior dear, you know, somebody was so dignified, you know, wear his suit. I love the guy. Then here comes a bombshell. As we were celebrating Christmas in our houses, he was enjoying in someone prisons. I didn't say it. Every news reported about it. He has a job for us. Sometimes, Paul said, I bring myself under subjection that after having preached to other people, I myself will not be a signboard or a castaway, because the signboard is always pointing to the destination. But the signboard itself never gets to that destination. Many preachers will be signboards. They will never enter the kingdom of God, even though they have pointed a lot of people into it. When you should be told no I am to show you and walk in the spirit, go back to Galatians when you enter.
Patrol 16. Now me say monanti hon home. Now munni honam akonechi. Na honam kondotia hon home.
Honam a kondotia hon home. In other words, the spirit is fighting the flesh and the flesh is fighting the spirit. Come back home.
Na hon home tia honam. Na nioma mienu inshia.
And nioma mienu inshia.
Ne simu de mo pese mo ye ho kwen.
See, walk in the spirit. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 10.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
If you walk in the spirit, you are not going to fulfill all these cravings and feelings and temptation. It will not even come. Sister, we tempted me. I don't even care. Walk in the spirit.
For the flesh lusts against the spirit.
Oh yeah, the flesh is warring against the spirit. And the spirit is warring against the flesh. Continue from there.
And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another.
Oh yeah.
So that you do not do the things that you wish.
Come on.
But if you are led by the Spirit,
dear,
you are not under the law.
Read downwards.
Now the works of the flesh are evident.
Oh yeah, the works of the flesh. I don't want to go into that. I don't want to go into a drama more if I could hear any time. I don't want to go with that. But walk in the Spirit. There is a reason why we are telling you stop listening to worldly music. Because music is a spirit. The reason why, you know, I am passing and they are playing a particular worldly song and I pass. And then 40 minutes after, I can hear it ringing, even though I'm not thinking about it, because it's a spirit. If music is a spirit, we have only two spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. You are either filled with the spirit of God or the spirit of the devil. So I want to ask a question. Most of these crazy music they play all over, from our radios to television to MTV base. What spirit is that? Mumuame, what spirit is that? A topa spirit. Baye spirit. What spirit is that? Look at Hollywood. Most of the vampire movies. People biting. No. What spirit is that? Huh? Harry Potter nominee. Halloween. Which spirit is that? You are the Lord Most High, something like that. Most High, yo, yeah. And then you are galalaba, shandalaba. You are building yourself in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit. Yeah. The thing is in your car. You move mountains. cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you. It's not just rhythm. It's not just lyrics. It's not just the harmony, the symphony, the poetry. I'm telling you, you move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, you perform miracles. Yes! I'm lifting him. That's worship. Walk in the spirit. Stand to your feet. Let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.